It's the dictionary.
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 Hello, word nerds. Hello. Where did you come from? Hello, my name is Spencer. This is the dictionary. Welcome to the dictionary. Okay, this might be a slightly longer episode, just because there's a lot of text to get through. And so let's jump into it. As they say, we are starting with the intransitive verb definitions for the first form of the word draw. D-R-A-W. All right, number one, to come or go steadily or gradually, as in night draws near. Here it comes. It's coming. It's so soon. It's going to get here. Night's going to get here. 2A, to move something by pulling, as in drawing at the well. What are you drawing at the well? Probably water. You're pulling the bucket up from the bottom to get the water at the bottom of the well. 2B, to exert an attractive force, as in the play is drawing well. That means it's drawing, it's bringing the audience. People are coming to see the play. That's what the people want. You got to put the play on so there's somebody who can watch the play. You got to draw an audience. Otherwise, what are you doing it for? 3A. That's what we're on? Yes, it is. To pull back a bowstring. I feel like we had this, was it in the previous episode or something else? Yeah, you're drawing the bow along the strings on the stringed instrument. 3B, to pull out a weapon, as in drew, aimed, and fired. Draw your weapon. I just watched, maybe I'll say that later. 4A, to produce a draft, as in the chimney draws well. So I guess you want the chimney to produce a draft, because it needs to be open to the air so the smoke can go up. Yeah, the draft, you got to open the draft so it can draw. So, well, it draws well. I would think, I guess it's, it's drawing, it's pulling the smoke out from the fire up through the chimney. I think that's what we're talking about here. Also is in draw on a cigar. Producing, is that what you would call, you're producing a draft when you're taking a pull on a cigar? A draft? Is that a draft on a cigar? Oh, I guess, where did we have that? Yeah, I guess like a draft. Yeah, I guess I was still stuck on the draft through the chimney, but no, a draft is like a pull also. Yeah. Oh boy. So many different definitions for all these words. It gets real complicated. 4B, to swell out in a wind, as in all sails drawing. They are, I guess that means that the sail is full of wind. It's being pushed by the wind, to swell out in a wind. 5A, a wrinkle or tighten up. As in, the synonym is the word shrink. Wrinkle, tightening up, shrinking, drawing itself closer in inwards. What would that be? Well, okay. 5B, to change shape by pulling or stretching. What is this? What are we changing the shape by pulling or stretching? You're drawing, pulling, I don't know. You can use it. You can use it somewhere. Now that one is, it's the sub-definition for 5, but it's kind of the opposite of 5A. 5A is when something is shrinking up, but 5B is it's being pulled away from its center. It's making it bigger, I guess. 6, this is to cause blood or pus to localize at one point. Well, I know that you can draw blood, but I don't think that's what we're talking about here. To cause blood or pus to localize at one point. That one's a little odd to me. Number 7, to create a likeness or a picture in outlines. The synonym is sketch. Just sketching and drawing and doodling and making art. I was trying to do it a little bit musical, but that didn't come out very well. Yep, drawing a person, a thing, it just, but yeah, it's very sketchy. Draw can be so many things. It can be sketchy. It can be super detailed. Number 8, to come out even in a contest. Yeah, this is when the two teams, they have the same points at the end of the game. And for some reason, some sports are totally fine with that. They end in a draw or a tie. Number 9A, to make a written demand for payment of money in deposit. A written demand. I am demanding that you give me this money. Wait, to make a written demand for payment of money on deposit. So you're depositing money, but you're drawing money? Or is it the depositing of the money putting the money in? No, I think this is also taking the money out, because it's payment of money. Yeah, but I didn't think it would have to be on a deposit as well. You can just draw money out of your account. 9B, to obtain resources, like information, as in drawing from a common fund of knowledge. We are all drawing from this common fund of knowledge called the dictionary. Drawable, that is an adjective, and we have some phrases. Draw a bead on, and that means to take aim at. I remember doing a crossword puzzle when I was in high school, and this was in there. It was, the clue was draw a bead on or something about a bead on, and I had never heard it before. And then we finally figured out it was aim. That was the answer, A-I-M. So yeah, if you're drawing a bead on something, you're aiming at it, maybe with a gun or an arrow or whatever it is. But please don't shoot it. Draw a blank. This is a very common thing that happens to my brain. It is to fail to gain a desired object. And the example of the desired object is information sought. I'm seeking some information in my brain, and I am failing to gain it into the brain. Also, to be unable to think of something. That's it. Just, I can't think of a thing. I'm drawing a blank. My brain is often blank. Draw on or draw upon means to use as a source of supply, as in drawing on the whole community for support. You are our source of supply, either person power or finances or food or things like that. We're drawing on that. Draw straws. To decide or assign something by lottery in which straws of unequal length are used. And of course, my first example of this is in the movie Clue, when they have to draw straws. Oh, we've seen that many times in movies and TV shows. Draw the line or draw a line. There's two definitions here. Number 1, to fix an arbitrary boundary between things that tend to intermingle. These things, they often like to intermingle, but no, we have to put a boundary. We have to draw the line. Sorry, boys on that side, girls on that side, I know you want to intermingle, but no, we have to split you up. That is not a line that I like to draw. 2, to fix a boundary excluding what one will not tolerate or engage in. To fix a boundary excluding, so it does not include what one will not tolerate or engage in. So if you're already not going to engage in it, this boundary that you're creating does not include the things that you're not going to do anyway. But it will include the things that you would have done. You got to stop yourself. Draw a line somewhere. Oh, well, that was the end of the first word, which was finishing up the last word from the previous episode, and now we need to say a sound effect. Boom. The second form of the word draw is a noun from 1663. 1. The act or process of drawing, as A, 1A, a sucking pull on something held with the lips. So this would be like using a straw. You're drawing the liquid up through the straw. Maybe it's those little boba balls or whatever they're called, sucking those little things up through the big old straw. That's a sucking pull. So that the drawing of the liquid is the noun draw. 1B, a removal of a handgun from its holster, as in quick on the draw. That one character in Blazing Saddles is very quick on the draw. You know that guy. That guy. Yeah. 1C, backward spin given to a ball by striking it below center. In billiards, if you strike the white cue ball below the center, hard or soft or some level of that, it's going to draw backwards. It's going to go forwards, but it's going to have some backspin, and so it's either going to stop where you want it to stop, or it's going to roll backwards, and you can, you know, it takes a lot of practice to do a good draw, but you can do it. Golf, I think we mentioned golf in the previous episode. You can do it there, too. And then it says compared to the word follow. So that would be, I think, the opposite. So if you hit the cue ball near the top, above the center, it's going to go forward, but then it's going to keep on going forward because it has some front spin. 2, something that is drawn, as 2A, a card drawn to replace a discard in poker. So the card that you are given or that you take to replace the card that you're getting rid of is the draw card. The draw. You draw a card, it's the draw. 2B, a lot or chance drawn at random. So again, you're drawing a thing. It's a lot or a chance. Well, this is probably in some sort of game of chance, maybe. I don't know. It's the draw. It's random. 2C, the movable part of a drawbridge is the draw. So what is that? The literal door that covers the big doorway, that this is the thing that goes down, that is called the draw? Or is it like the chains that move? It's probably just the drawbridge. I mean, we'll talk about drawbridge soon, but it's the draw that goes down and creates a bridge. And then it goes up and it creates a door. It's a weird door. 3, a contest left undecided or deadlocked, and the synonym is tie. That game is a draw. 4, one that draws attention or patronage. The synonym is attraction. Now, wait a minute. The person, one that draws attention or patronage. So is this the person that's getting the, like, step right up, come see the thing in the jar, come see this thing, only 5 cents. Is that person the draw? Because they're drawing attention, they're getting the people to come? Or, might not be the person, it might be the actual, see, it's making sense now, I had to work it out. The actual attraction, the thing that is drawing the attention, is the draw. Yeah. I had to like flip my brain around that. It's an attraction. Anything that's going to draw people to it is a draw. 5A, the distance from the string to the back of a drawn bow is the draw. The distance from the string to the back of a drawn bow. What's the back? To the back of a drawn bow. What is the back of a drawn bow? Is that the where the there were this where you're holding it? Is that the back of a drawn bow? And the distance from the string, but that is the string. I'm a little confused by this one. 5B, the force required to draw a bow fully is also called the draw. So it's the distance that you've pulled it back, I guess, and then the force that you need to pull that back is the draw. Some require a lot of force. Some don't require a lot of force. 6. A gully shallower than a ravine. That's called a draw? Okay. It's like a ravine, but it's not as deep. And you could call it a gully or a draw. 7. The deal in draw poker to improve the player's hand after discarding. The deal in draw poker to improve. So this is, I mean, this is essentially what we had before, the card drawn to replace the discard. But I guess that process of dealing the cards out, that deal is also called the draw. Or maybe this is when they're putting the cards on the table. Possibly that one. 8. A football play that simulates a pass play so a runner can go straight up the middle past the pass rushers. I think this must be American football and not the rest of the world football. So it simulates a pass play. So you're not doing a pass play, but it's like a pass play. So a runner can go straight up the middle past the pass rushers. So the runner has the ball, and I guess they're faking it to make it look like they were going to pass it. But no. The runner has the ball. And so I think the thing is that they're trying to draw the pass rushers away so they can make space for the runner. 9. A slight to moderate and usually intentional hook in golf. And yep, I think we talked about this one in the previous episode. You hit the ball in a certain way, and so it's going to hook, it's going to curve, I think, to the left, because you might want that to happen. You don't always want to hit it straight. The professional golfers, they really know how to do this. I'm just lucky if I hit the ball. And if I hit the ball, I'm just lucky if I hit it well, other than just, like, going straight into the grass. Haven't picked up a golf club in a long, long time, but I have done it a little bit. Moving on, I think that was like more than half, just those two words, 1.5 words was more than half of this section. Beer, bump. Draw away is next. 2 words, intransitive verb from 1670. To move ahead as of an opponent in a race. You are moving ahead of your opponent. You got in the NASCAR. If you get ahead of your opponent and then you go away from them, you keep on going away, you're drawing away. 1670, what were they using? What were they racing in 1670? Probably foot race, maybe on horse, something like that. They had no engines back then. Draw back, 1 word, noun from 1697. 1. A refund of duties, especially on an imported product subsequently exported or used to produce a product for export. My brain did not process that at all. A refund of duties, so this is like taxes probably, getting a refund on an imported product that was imported and then exported, or it was used to produce a product that will then be exported to somewhere else, a drawback. So this is money for importing, exporting something. 2. An objectionable feature. The synonym is disadvantage. I am much more familiar with this. Well, see, you know, that thing, that program is really great, but it does have one drawback, which I think is a disadvantage. It's not as good as these other programs. The rest of it is okay, but this one drawback has really frustrated me, and I'm not happy about that. Beep, boop, boop. Not at all what I meant to do, but okay. Drawback, now two words. This is an intransitive verb from the 15th century. To avoid an issue or commitment. You are avoiding a commitment. Like, I got these plans. No, sorry. I just can't. I don't want to do it. I have made this commitment. I can't. I don't feel like it. We've all been there. I'm going to draw back. I'm going to draw away from that thing. I'm going to avoid the issues that I need to deal with. Draw bar. One word, and bar is B-A-R. Noun from 1839. One, a railroad coupler is a drawbar. Is this the thing? What is this coupler? Is this the thing that connects the railroad cars, the locomotive cars? Is it something with the tracks? I don't know. I want to say it's something with the tracks, but I really have no clue. And I'm not going to go back to the word coupler to reread that. Two, a beam across the rear of a vehicle, like a tractor, to which implements are hitched. So this could be a similar thing on a railroad car. It's on the back, and it's a bar, and you can hook other things onto it, like maybe other railroad cars, or in the tractor situation, might have to hook up lots of different things to be pulled by the tractor. And it's a drawbar because you are drawing these things, you're pulling them using this bar. Drawbridge is next. One word, noun from the 14th century. A bridge made to be raised up, let down, or drawn aside so as to permit or hinder passage. And it says to see the castle illustration. The wonderful, wonderful castle illustration. So, yeah, it's a bridge. You pull it up, you let it down. I didn't know that you could draw it aside. How do you do that? Is it drawing aside when it's down on the bridge or when it's up? I don't know. Oh, the portcullis, that's something else. I think that's like the gate in front of the doorway, either in front of the drawbridge when it's up or behind it or something. Yeah, drawbridge. Don't we all want a drawbridge? We want a big old moat around our house so we can keep people away. And then you just hit a button or pull a chain or something and it lowers down a drawbridge. I want a drawbridge. And that's the sound it makes. Draw down. One word. Noun from 1918. One, a lowering of a water level, as in a reservoir. So if the reservoir, if you got to lower the water level in it, that's the draw down. Probably because it's being pulled out, drawed away. Drawn away. To A, the process of depleting is a drawdown. We're just getting rid of all the stuff. You got a bowl of grapes. We are depleting them one by one. We're drawing down to nothing, down to no grapes. To B, the synonym is reduction. Just reducing something little by little. Draw down again. This one is two words. Transitive verb from 1949. To deplete by using or spending. I'm going to assume they're talking about money here, but it doesn't have to be money. But that may be where it was first used. Depleting our money. Yeah, I mean spending. You spend money. Draw down. Nobody wants to draw down their bank account to nothing. We want to add up. Go up. We all want that, right? Or at least stay the same. Drawee is next. D-R-A-W-E-E. Drawee. Noun from 1766. The party on which an order or bill of exchange is drawn. The party on which an order or bill of exchange is drawn. So is this the, like, if is it your bank? Like, if you're pulling money out of your bank account, is your bank account the drawee because it's coming from the drawee? I think so, or whatever it is. It doesn't have to be your own bank account. It could be something else. But there is a bill of exchange that has been drawn. And here is our next word, last word. It's going to be the opposite. Well, one of the definitions is going to be the opposite of drawee, although I think the drawee should be the person who is being drawn. Like, if you're getting your caricature done at a circus, at an event place, at a what do they call those? I don't know. At one of those things on the boardwalk, you would be the drawee. And then the other person is the drawer. 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 That's a funny word. Drawer? D-R-A-W-E-R. Noun from the 14th century. One. One that draws, as 1A, a person who draws liquor. Ah, so your barkeep could be also called the drawer. So many things. Any one of these examples, these nouns, these verbs, all these things that we just read over the last episode and a half, the person who is doing the drawing can be a drawer. 1B, the synonym is draftsman, because they are usually drawing up sketches and plans and stuff. 1C, one that draws a bill of exchange or order for payment, or makes a promissory note. So they write up the bill of exchange, and then they're like, hey, go get me this stuff, go do this thing for me, right? Something like that? Yeah. Okay, number two has a different pronunciation in, I guess, certain dialects. I guess they would just pronounce it draw. So no sound at the end, just draw. And this is a sliding box or receptacle opened by pulling out and closed by pushing in. Wait, what? A sliding box or receptacle. So it slides. I guess the door of it slides, right? And it's opened, or maybe it slides out of a drawer. Wait, is this a drawer? That's this word, right? A sliding box or receptacle opened by, you pull it out, right? Because it slides, you pull it out, that's how you open it, and you close it by pushing it in. Yes, this is a drawer. For some reason, I thought it had a different spelling, because I've been so focused on drawing. Drawer, but you did, what, drawer? Oh, but see, I think this is a different, this is not the same pronunciation as somebody who's drawing, right? Law. So I'm looking at the pronunciation. Aw. Yeah. Drawer is somebody who draws. But a drawer needs a different pronunciation, and they didn't put that in here. Drawer. Drawer. I don't know. But yes, it's a drawer in your thing. See, my brain is drawing a blank on the words that I need. You know, the thing in your bedroom where you put in all your clothes, it's just full of drawers. Yeah, I don't see the pronunciation for that here. And then number three is also, has also the same dialect pronunciation as true, draw, not drawer or drawer, it's draw. This one is plural. An article of clothing, like underwear, for the lower body. And yes, some people call those underwears or things drawers. I'm wearing my drawers. Are you wearing your drawers? Or drawers? Drawers? See, this word just makes no sense anymore. Drawerful. My mouth does not know how to say this. Drawerful, drawerful, drawful, drawful. I don't know how to say that word. It's got F-U-L at the end, and that's a noun. Full of drawers. I'm wearing all my underpants, so I'm drawerful. Okay, yep. And then the things that you put your drawers in are the drawers. Is that why they're called that? Okay, we need to pick a word of the episode because there was a lot of stuff in here, right? Not that much stuff. A lot of stuff in draw, but that's it. So we had draw, draw away, draw back, draw bar, draw bridge, draw down, drawy, and drawer, or drawer, or draw. I'm going to pick drawbridge as the word of the episode, because they're just cool, right? I don't ever get to experience a drawbridge living in the 21st century in a little city. We don't have drawbridges here. Why don't we have drawbridges in the cities? I think we need more drawbridges in the cities. There are no castles. That's okay. It would be a really good security measure if we had drawbridges in the cities. I don't know. It is what it is. Don't even worry about it. Maybe the next episode will be... But we have a lot of words on the next episode. Thank you very much for listening. Until next time. Oh, was there a... Did I leave off on a movie? Let's quickly take a look. What did I say? I think I may have mentioned John Wick. Did I say that? No, I don't think I would have, because I don't think I've recorded since then. I mentioned Citizen Ruth. Yes, we watched John Wick 4, and there's a lot of drawing of guns in those movies, and they're super fun. I have so many thoughts to say. Basically, they're a very good excuse to give the stunt people a lot of work and show how amazing they are, because they are pretty amazing. The stunts that they've done, the choreography, how much Keanu Reeves himself had to memorize throughout the process of this. There are many long shots. It's bonkers. I am so impressed with everybody who was a part of this thing. It's just crazy. They're not meant to be particularly realistic. You know, they're a little on the unrealistic side, but that's kind of the point. And but what they are doing, what the stunt people are doing, is very realistic. There are a few places where CGI is used for sure, but I have to imagine, you know, like people getting hit by a car. Don't think that they really did most of that, maybe a little bit. Yeah, super impressive. The sets, the lighting, I mean, it's like just, it's moving visual art. So good, so cool. Some of the set pieces were like, what? How did you... It's so beautiful and amazing, and yeah, and they're just super fun. Yeah. That's it. That's all I got for you today. Thank you very much for listening, and until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.
We are coming back for another season, and we are here to answer the hard-hitting questions like, did Jodorowsky's Dune inspire the modern era of sci-fi?
Why did we get two Dune video games from the same company in the same year?
What was the real reason Disney dropped the production for Nimona?
Is it Kingdom of the Sun or Kingdom in the Sun?
Why is Sting so miserable?
How many monsters did Godzilla fight?
Why do studios in the U.S. think it's okay for them to make Godzilla movies?
The Haunted Mansion and the Pirates of the Caribbean ride were supposed to be connected?
Is Crimson Peak just a reincarnation of Guillermo del Toro's The Haunted Mansion?
Was Willem Dafoe really going to be a villain in Treasure Planet 2?
And
what is a Star War?
This season, we answer all these questions and more in the fourth season of How Did This Not Get Made, starting June 17th. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.